Wall Street updates that make sense. Check in throughout the day.
We're spending and borrowing like crazy.
103.5 FM and 560 AM. WVOC. This is Columbia's Morning News with Gary David and Christopher Thompson on 103.5 FM and 560 AM. WVOC.
It's coming up on 8:42. Good morning. Good to have you along for this, the Monday morning edition of Columbia's Morning News. Joined now by Bart McIntyre, who's director of fundraising at The Haven. Bart, good morning. Good to have you with us, brother. We appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, Christopher saw you speak last week, and so we got to get this guy on the air. The Haven is an organization. It's a thing that maybe a lot of people haven't heard about. I had not heard about it. And we wanted to take a few minutes today and educate people about The Haven and what the mission is for your organization.
Great. And I do welcome the opportunity. And The Haven is a mental health retreat that sits on 32 acres of land right in Lexington County, just outside the town limits of Lexington. We provide support to law enforcement officers who are facing stress-related illnesses or PTSD or any other area of mental health that they may need a little bit of help of, you know, getting themselves back to where they can fully perform on the job. And it's a wonderful service we offer. I mean, we do this through peer-to-peer relationships, offering an area of relaxation, and also just offering an area of back to nature where you're out of the limelight.
Boy, and we saw, I mean, just in the last couple of days here, Bart, so many law enforcement officers and other first responders over at Columbiana Center.
People don't realize, we
think, oh, well, they're cops. I mean, they this is what they do. They can deal with it. You know, I mean, they're human beings.
Yeah, and people don't realize how much we see of the ugly side of human nature, unfortunately, you know. And at times, we, within the law enforcement community, we just need a place to go to where we can reset, refocus, re-energize. I mean, my personal experience is, you know, I was one of the commanders of the Virginia Tech shooting. You know, I went there and saw 32 college students that were unfortunately killed. You know, I had to listen to the phones ring over and over again and that. And then once I left that place, there was really nowhere for me to go. And actually what I ended up doing, thank God my church was open. I sat in the church pew for hours on end just crying to myself.
Yeah. Yeah, and we just saw this just recently when we found out that a former Columbia Police Department Chief Randy Scott had passed away. And he had a number of issues, but, you know, he always said it stemmed back to a PTSD from an incident on the job when one of his subordinates was killed on the job. I mean, this has an effect that we just don't think about all the time.
You know, what people don't realize is that one in four officers at some point in their career have thoughts of suicidal tendencies, which is higher than anywhere in any other organization. I shouldn't say higher. It's at the top of other businesses and related type organizations that are in this public safety field. And, you know, mental health is as essential as physical health to an officer. If you're not fully focused with your mind, you can't be fully focused of protecting yourself on the streets or providing the services to the community you need. So we take it seriously. That's why we founded The Haven. You know, it's all funded through donations. It costs the officers nothing to attend and come and get help. Mm-hmm. And we're proud of what we're doing.
And in these days and times, Bart, it's really more than just what an officer may have witnessed on the job, but it's we are right now at a time when there so many in so many places officers are just looked down on, and the attitudes towards not only people but you know, some elected officials towards officers is not making the situation any better.
You know, it's a hard time for us in law enforcement, and if you look at it two ways, though, it's hard from the outside influences, being, you know, the pressures we get from being law enforcement officers that are against us within the community, I guess would be the best way to take it. But, you know, there's another level, too, that people don't realize is even within the law enforcement community, to step forward and say, hey, I have an issue with some form of mental health, whether it's alcohol, PTSD, I'm going through a divorce, or all the other issues. You know, within our circles, you can appear weak, you know, in especially if you look at that on the female officer side of the house. Imagine being a female officer who is struggling with something within mental health and then trying to figure out, well, who do you need to go talk to? Well, at The Haven, we basically have female officers, male officers. We cover the whole spectrum to provide that voice for somebody to talk to.
So anybody listening right now could use your services, could use a little help, an officer, first responder. How do they get a hold of you guys? What do they do, Bart?
So they can go to the website. It's thehavensc.org, and there's areas to go there that you can request services if you need services, and somebody will contact you. We keep everything confidential. We operate under confidentiality agreements. We do not let your departments know. We do not let anybody outside the Haven know. Mm-hmm. Everybody that's a part of our structure internally that are there to assist are all bound from these confidential agreements. So you don't have to worry about somebody knowing that you've reached out and you're asking for help. We do not do that unless, of course, there's a life-threatening situation or you're going to admit to a crime or something that just makes common sense that we can't hold.
Right. Yeah, sure. And really, it's a shame that you have to do it that way, but you got to do it that way. I understand why, certainly. And for folks who might want to become a partner with you guys from a donation standpoint, I guess same thing, go to the website, huh?
Well, there's two ways to do it. Right now, there's two ways to do it. You can go to the website, and there's a place to donate. We're also participating in the Midlands Gives campaign, which the big day for that's May 3rd, but it's open for donations now. So you can go to MidlandsGives.org and look for The Haven, and you can donate that way. And like I said, we're all self-funded through donations. That's the only way we're able to provide these services. We welcome donations, corporate sponsors, anybody that can help us provide the services back to them.
Okay. Well, I hope a lot of folks get a hold of you guys in the next few days to help you out with your mission. Bart, thanks for what you're doing, buddy. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks. You have a safe and blessed week, and I appreciate again the opportunity to speak to y'all.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Thank you, man. Bart McIntyre, The Haven, it's thehavensc.org. Thehavensc.org is the website with more information, whether you need their services and their help or you want to help them help others right there.